Ready?
Yep.
The Curry Playwrights Forum presents a podcast in 8 fat-free episodes by Larry Bliss. All great civilizations erect monuments to show the world their daring and might. In the Research Triangle of North Carolina, a gleaming monument will rise to conquer the sky. 160 stories tall, built of quantum welded carbon fiber and titanium, home of 40,000 people and 2,000 businesses. The world will look on it and despair. Erasing the sun with this shadow, it is the spot.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow!
Why do you always have to say it that way?
Haven't you ever heard of a little thing called showmanship?
Robot of the Satellite of Love. You know, the Beast of Yucca Flats, Skydivers, and Red Zone Cuba are just 3 examples of the many, many god-awful films made during this century.
Finally, an evening alone with you, Ms. Drusilla. Been far too long.
That is if you define too long as 8 days.
I misses you, babe. Hey, scooch over here, okay?
Better.
Mm-hmm. The view from here is wonderful.
And just by a wild coincidence, I happen to be wearing my tank top.
Count me again.
I'm worried, Brad.
We men can be quite worrisome now, can't we?
Please don't make light of this. You seem a little distant.
I'm right here.
Brad.
All right. Yes, I know I haven't quite been myself lately.
You used to joke with Eddie at the bar. Now you just say, hey, how you doing?
We had a falling out.
You and Eddie Page had a falling out? This guy should have his picture in the dictionary beside the word affable.
Okay.
So what's eating you? I'm beginning to worry about you. I'm sensitive to signs, baby, and I'm wondering if I'm not seeing the beginnings of a breakup.
Oh, God, no, Drew. It's not like that. I want to stay with you.
Then what is it?
I can't tell you.
Why?
I just can't.
Well, what should I do? Take wild guesses? Are you working for the CIA?
No. I simply can't tell you.
Is it your work with the Interzonal? Is your boss getting on your case again?
No, we're fine.
I'm not into playing guessing games tonight, Brad. You matter to me.
I know, and I appreciate that you care, but there are some parts of my life that have to be private.
Don't make me ask you who it is.
If you meet another woman, there is none, and I'm offended that you're thinking that way.
I'm sorry. It's just that I'm scared right now. This is about the time when I get dumped, and I don't...
Okay, Drew, you can put that one to rest. I'm not leaving. I could have cut off my right arm.
That's one strange image.
Well, yes. Now, let me say it better.
I'm listening.
I haven't been with that many women, Drew. You're the finest.
I am?
Drusilla Rochelle, you are fine off the charts. You are beautiful. You're smart. You're kind to every customer. When you joke with the regulars, I just look at you with my mouth open. And when I first kissed you, my heart stopped. It still does.
Wow.
I have some special words I'd like to say. I've been waiting for the right moment to say them, but now it's my turn to be nervous. Because saying them could change things, and there's always a chance you'll laugh.
I won't.
I should have said this before. I love you, Drusilla. And I think I always will. At least I hope I will.
Oh my.
I see you're not laughing.
Far from it.
Is there anything you want to say to me?
Yes.
Well?
Well then, I, Drusilla Angelina Rochelle, only daughter of Lucinda and Albert Rochelle,
who raised a fine woman,
love you with all my heart.
Hold me tight.
Done.
This feels good.
It does.
Keep holding me.
I have strong arms.
I owe you some explanation.
Yes, you do.
I'm violating about 23 rules telling you this.
Bartenders keep many secrets.
Well, here's a biggie. I work for another organization than the Interzonal. I can't say who they are or what they do, but from time to time, I have to do things for them. Things I can't tell you.
Are they dangerous things?
Possibly. But my colleagues are there to back me up.
It sounds like the...
Don't finish that sentence. Just don't.
But I don't...
No, don't. Let it go. For our common good, just leave it alone.
Okay. For now. You've given me a lot to take in.
I know. I wouldn't have given it to you if I thought you couldn't take it.
There's a compliment in there somewhere. As an award for your honesty, you may stay the night.
Well, I guess it beats getting poked in the eye with a sharp stick.
Mm-hmm. You are insane, Satterwhite. Let's get naked.
Ah, that again. You just can't end a discussion with nudity.
Wanna bet?
But I wanted to watch Colbert.
Ooh, yeah. Ow! Stephen Colbert is a pretentious windbag with only one topic. Come to bed, my sweet. We have more important issues to discuss.
Ah, well, then let the discourse begin.
These are familiar items, I'm sure. Television set, electric razor, clock, typewriter. The normal, everyday accoutrements that are part and parcel of 20th century progress. Our story is called A Thing About Machines, and it'll be here waiting for you in the twilight.
This is Keisha Roberts for Channel 63 Newsapalooza, here at the Weiland Center for the Performing Arts. Big-time developer Buddy Buxton has informed us he will make a, quote, an earth-shattering announcement. Let's listen in.
All right, folks, all right, settle down. Mr. Buxton will make a prepared statement, and then he will take your questions if he feels like it. This is a historic announcement, and we ask that you maintain a respectful tone throughout.
Horse manure! Respect is earned!
You must be Ivana. Gus, have your men sidle over a little closer to her, please.
Nice try.
Here's Mr. Buxton now.
I will not be silent.
I see so many good friends out there in the room this afternoon, and I see reporters too. Tough crowd. Well, my friends, we live in a great state. A state of progress, if not perfection. Our state motto is esse quint viderte. That is, to be rather than to seem. But in the age of fake news, what we seem to be may be more important than what we really are. But not here, folks, not in this room. Today, I am announcing a project that will not seem but be. A project that will take our precious research triangle to the very edge of space itself. A project that will lift the heart of every North Carolinian, regardless of age, race, or personal pronoun. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Spire.
Oh my God, this is astonishing! A supercharged hologram has appeared in front of Mr. Buxton. We see a huge tower. It's a humongous skyscraper, tall and silver and glowing like a diamond ring. Wait, there's some sort of recorded message. Let's be quiet and hear what he has to say.
The ultimate aspirations of humanity to break open the sky like an immense pinata. Only there won't be prizes coming out, but investments. The Spire will revolutionize not only the triangle, but the entire world. Admire its upward thrust, designed by the world-renowned Phallos Architectural Group. Stand in awe of its Ozymandian greatness as its shadow changes entire climates. Yes, my friends, from this day forward, you will not number the years A.D., but A.S., After the Spire.
Pretty impressive, huh? I just want to say how very proud I am to be associated with the amazing team of bankers and other hangers-on who will help put up the capital for this immense undertaking. Okay, I'll take questions from the floor. One at a time, please.
I have a medical question, buddy.
A medical question?
Yes. Have you vacated your cerebrum?
What?
Have you lost your mind?
This is completely improper. Mr. Buxton will only respond to nice questions about his pretty building.
I have a follow-up. Why are you building this when there is already a surplus of office and residential space?
Because it's there.
Speaks.
Has anyone considered the environmental impact of a project on this scale?
Well, I'll have to refer to you our science department.
Who's paying for this thing?
Please do not use the word thing in reference to the spiral. We prefer phrases such as greatest engineering achievement of all time or mostly worthy God box, please.
Oh, come on. How much?
Well, we had someone run a budget on the Mendler University supercomputer.
And?
Well, they wouldn't say what happened to it. The engineering term is, I think it blew a gasket. Let me get back to you on that figure. Help me out, Paul.
Right. Hey, everyone. That hologram is beginning again. Listen up.
The faint of heart cannot win the future. This is a time for rejoicing as we contemplate the technological wonder of the spire. People of the Triangle, do not worry yourselves over technical details, such as height restriction, utility connections, or even money. Once construction is completed, you will be too amazed to worry over those mundane things, even those very few of you who will have to be relocated. You will take in the beauty of it all, and great will be your glory. Your lives will be filled with meaning and purpose as you flock to the tastefully appointed, fully able, functional Grand Atrium. This is the dawn of a bright new day. Your miserable existence will be forever redeemed, nay, vindicated. Thank you for your time, media lackeys. And thank you, Buddy Buxton, for your vision and talent and all things great and beautiful. And thank you, citizens of the Triangle, for being so easily duped. Goodbye and good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our conference.
This whole thing is rigged.
We want the truth, and we want it now.
Oh, put a sack on it, Alana.
You talking to me, little dove cheek? I have friends that eat news Twinkies for snacks.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Sorry.
Thank you so much for attending. At the table in the back are press kits, plenty of liquor, T-shirts, tote bags, coffee mugs, and iron-on decals. So long.
Now hear this. This is Dorson Bells speaking. This invasion is not a play. I repeat, not a play. Please feel free to panic.
The next morning, Buddy Buxton and a host of sycophants, assistants, just edit that out, please, are meeting to plan strategy.
All right, everyone. Now that we've had our snacks and libations.
That caviar was to die for.
Thanks, Miss Roberts. Let's begin. Becky, please note, in addition to myself, present are Keisha Roberts of Channel 63, Newsapalooza, Brad Satterwhite, and via satellite, Miranda Briggins of Memedine Group.
Yes, sir.
Our purpose today is to finalize our media strategy for the campaign to build the spire. I've invited Ms. Roberts to give some idea of how the news media will react to our propaganda.
Word choice, buddy. Word choice.
Sorry, Ms. Briggins. I meant to say informative messages to concerned citizens.
That's much better.
Let me just say at the outset, gentlemen, that I am just thrilled to be part of this super historic story.
How very kind and objective you say so, my dear. I just wanted on the record that your presence at this meeting has everything to do with your journalistic acumen and nothing whatever to do with your criticism of Ivana Rostov. Let's go over some talking points, shall we? Becky, the PowerPoint, please.
Oh, God, yet another PowerPoint.
Did you have a comment, Mr. Satterwhite?
No, sir. I always invoke the deity at moments like this. Pray, continue.
As you can see, the spire has several features that make it the investment of a lifetime. They are business synergy, increased tourism, university enhancement, and the golly gee whiz factor. That last one's my idea. Thoughts?
Tell me more about this business synergy.
Of course. Ms. Briggins, would you like to take a shot at this?
Glad to. Brad, business synergy is a conceptual framework that combines macroeconomic post-structural adventurism, emerging market theory, equity parity theory, bond degradation theory, and wee-wee-wawoo theory into a program of technocratic interventionisms at multiple social strata. In addition, blah-blah, wiki-waki, rama-lama-saka-tuya, embellishment, stranded, oddbox, so to speak.
Say what?
We needn't go into all that now, Keisha. Just right. Big bucks.
B-I-G-B-U-X. Gotcha. I love journalism.
This is all well and good, gentlemen, but how will we address our critics who claim that this is just another way to make the rich even richer?
Let's remind them of the evils of stereotyping. The rich are a persecuted minority in this PC nation of Oz. They are often portrayed as being inquisitive and insensitive to the needs of those with less. This is simply not true, and you, Keisha...
Happy me!
...must do your part to correct this. Sadly, the media tends to focus on the negativity of wealth as opposed to its benefits to society, such as giving all those poor people some hope that, in a few generations and with some generous government subsidies, they too can become rich.
After all, if it weren't for rich people, all those mansions and Learjets would go to waste.
Miss Briggins.
Call me Miranda, Brad. A guy as hot as you can call me anything you want.
Sure. Miranda, I need a little clarity on this university advancement.
I can help you with that, Brad. Universities are where smart people go. We need more smart people in this world, but not too smart. Then they get, well, hard to manage. Just smart enough, and then no more. We get professors to study the spire and tell everyone what a great idea it is. This convinces more people to move here. They all pay taxes, so there's more money for the universities and the professors' salaries. It's a great circle of smartness.
And an amazing circle it is, too.
Can I put that circle thing in my next report?
Of course you can, Keisha. Making us look good makes Channel 63 look good.
And that'll look good on my resume. Breitbart, here I come.
But what about the opposition? Well, Miranda, the Triangle has a long history of activism. They're a force to be reckoned with.
Brad, you don't know me. I'm not some snowflake hippie wheat-growing bra burner. I pull down $350,000 a year because I'm an aardvark.
We must have a bad connection, Miranda. I could have sworn you just said you're an aardvark.
No joke, Brad. I'm an aardvark. An aardvark has a long, skinny nose and a tongue that slides in and out of anthills looking for juicy ants. In other words, I'm an opportunist. I have a long nose for finding capital. Okay, so my real nose is actually cute and snubby after that visit to Dr. Schechter, but you get the point. My teeny tiny tongue darts in and out of nooks and crannies, and it stops for no one and nothing. That little tongue has brought in more business for the Memedyne Group than anyone else, and that, my friend, is why I can tell you that I chew up activists and breakfast.
Well, Miranda, Brad, Keisha, I think we can all agree that we're going in a very good direction here. A direction that's clear and decimated.
Wrong.
I beg your pardon?
I said wrong. It's not decimated. It's dedicated. Your direction is dedicated.
I see.
No need to get in a snit, buddy. True wisdom begins with the acknowledgement of your superiors.
You are not my superior. I report to my stakeholders, not to you.
Aardvark, buddy. Aardvark.
Well, let's take a break, shall we?
Actually, break.
Becky, what happened to the video?
Golly gee, Mr. Buxton. I don't know. Maybe it fell victim to some aardvark snot.
Ew!
I'll get it back right away, Mr. Buxton.
Take your time, Becky. Take your time.
While all eyes watched expectantly, the hatch opened.
Welcome, moon people.
Bullwinkle, they think we're moon people.
They do? Then take me to your president.
The announcement of the spire sent shockwaves through the triangle. The next Sunday, the audience at the Freedom Road Temple of Abundant Grace and Power Pack Holiness, LLC, got an earful.
Dear brothers and sisters, we have a crisis on our hands. No less than the spawn of Satan is in our midst, in the form of this monstrosity that I will not dignify with its name. This overweening skyscraper that the forces of mammon intended to build over our heads, blotting out the Son of our God. I don't think the Bible has enough words to describe God's displeasure. The best word I know is straight out of the Old Testament. Abomination.
Abomination.
They can't even tell you how much this thing will cost. Here's what I want to know. How many schools could you build with that money? How many daycare centers? How many hospitals? How many friends? How many churches? This is nothing less than the Tower of Babel. Yes, it is. Do you remember what the Lord said? He looked down and he saw the people could do anything they set their mind to. Anything. Now, I don't know about you, but that makes me worried. Anything at all? Let's be honest, dear lambs. Let's get real. Some of us, no one in here, but some of us cannot be trusted with that kind of power. Some of us have a moral compass that spins like a top, that points not to true north, but to selfishness and greed. The builders of this skyscraper are powerful men with a phalanx of lawyers to protect their sorry asses. But you remember, they are mortal. When they die, they will be dust, just like you and me and everyone. Dust, brothers and sisters. We have placed petitions by all the exes. Sign your name. Friends, if you want this evil to be stopped, sign your Jane Doe or your John Hancock or whatever. And know that when you stand up for God, he will stand up for you. Yes, he will. Amen. Amen and amen.
Yes. Nisi, Spire press conference was quite the dog and pony show. I'll fill you in tomorrow. No, just some yabberhead who doesn't understand the Russian way of preemptive land acquisition. Listen, I want to update you on radioactive white bread story. I have informants at two makers of white bread, and they both have found significant contaminations of cesium-134 and strontium-90. Whoever is eating this bread is getting a good dose of radiation. And while as a former resident of Chernobyl exclusion zone, I am not scared by a few random neutrons. I know a lot of people who don't share my charmingly fatalistic joy de vivre. No, it couldn't be accidental. The doses are too high above the background level. No, I haven't interviewed any company management. They always deny everything, so I just make up a name from a corporate website and make up the usual assurances that the situation is under control. Yes, Nisi, I am only kidding. I am a journalist. I know the truth is best, even when it stands in the way of a good story. I gotta go, Nisi. Someone with an overdeveloped sense of territoriality has raised an objection to me occupying the same space as their precious vehicle. As if the laws of physics give a shit about right and wrong. Toodles. Hey, Amerikansky! You need to put that attitude in the glove box where it belongs. Stupid drivers. Back home, all you had to do to get some respect is wave your AK-47 in the air.
Who are you? What are you?
I'm a member of a civilization millions of years ahead of your own. And now I live in a laundry basket next to the washing machine. Cup of Java?
Still more secrets. We are full of them, aren't we? Well, here's someone who bears his heart on his sleeve.
Hi, Eddie Page here, engineering student and man about town. Okay, not really. I'm just a nerdy kid from Chapel Hill. I thought I'd tell you a little about myself, so if you meet me, I won't need to explain so much. I'm nerdy because I read a lot of science fiction when I was a kid. Asimov, Heinlein, Bradbury, then later Niven, Benford, and Adams. I saw 2001 five times. I guess that makes it 10,005? Geeky joke. Sorry. Well, not sorry. I like being a geek. I can tell you all about how a neutron star works and what a white dwarf is. But when it comes to other subjects, that's outside my comfort zone. Girls, for instance. The geek manuals don't tell you a thing about asking out girls, and I only had mom growing up, so I didn't have any instructions. Drew the bartender introduced me to this girl at the bar, Esme. Cool name, huh? And I'm scared shitless. We've been out three times. She's geeky like me, especially about astronomy. She knows the classifications of the main sequence and even the outliers. Oh, I think I'm in love. Last Friday, I kissed her goodnight. Have you ever noticed that if you look at the person you're kissing and they're looking at you, their eyes are crossed? She looked great with her eyes crossed. My mom likes this old song called Walking on Sunshine by the Sugar Cubes. That was me walking back to the dorm, getting my feet suntanned in the dark. I like Drew's boyfriend, Brad. He's a good guy, and he treats me well. But I worry about him. There's something going on with him I can't quite put my finger on. Like he's got this big secret. I can tell Drew's worried, too. I hope he's not stepping out on her. I don't like it when people break their faith. In my intro to civil engineering class, we talk a lot about the spire. It's an incredible piece of engineering. I'd give anything to be involved in it. I'd even haul bricks to get close to it and see its innards. I know. Real engineers don't say innards. BFD. I've toyed with the idea of dropping out of school and working for the prime contractor, Memodyne. Mom would kill me, though. After Dad left, she was all I had. I think he made a big mistake, and I think he thinks so, too. He had this parade of women, none of them half as good as Mom. I don't understand adults, even though I guess I am one now. Imagine that. A kid like me who built model Gemini spacecraft and then melted them with a cigarette lighter. Terrible tragedy. They had the wrong re-entry angle and burned up in the atmosphere. Tragic loss. Maybe I shouldn't tell Esme that. It's kind of weird. She asked me tonight if I believed in God. She's not some Bible pusher, but she wanted to know. I don't know, I told her. I went to church till I was 12, and I sang in the choir, but it all seemed like just words to me, words shouted down a well. But then I look at the stars when Mom and I go to the beach. They couldn't have gotten there by accident. When I see them, I feel like I'm part of some great thing, something bigger than me. I've read about the Big Bang, and how at one time the universe was the size of a basketball. But who, or what, or how did it all get started? Hey, who bounced the basketball? I was taught we couldn't see God. We couldn't even look at a little bit of Him without dying. I don't know. I like things I can see and feel, like trees or flowers. My cat Elmer, Esme's hand. Back in Sunday school, we talked about the Tower of Babel. It reached way up into the sky, and God didn't like it. He thought we were getting too big for our britches, so He smote everyone and gave them separate languages. Did you know that more people speak English as a first or second language than any other one in the whole world? Even the Chinese know English. So all those separate tongues are coming back together. We will be able to do anything. Like those books I read. Maybe we'll build a bridge to Jupiter, or a ring world, or a Starship Enterprise. By the way, Picard is definitely the best captain. Kirk is too distracted by those green babes. Anyway, we went to the moon once. Or at least Arizona. Gotta go. Date number 4 with Esme is coming up. I wonder if she's my girlfriend now. Are we on that main sequence of love? And if so, what's our classification? Hi, Mom. Be safe out there. Listen, Mom, you want to go out on a date sometime. If a geeky guy with a trail of charred spaceships and an overbite can find a date, so can you. Just bring him by first so I can check him out. Kidding, okay? Love ya. Peace out.
Peace out, baby. Here at the Spire, peace is the bomb. The Spire is underwritten by Memodyne Political Analytics. Why bother with tiresome elections? MemPA gives you the results you like with guaranteed plausible deniability and hardly any ruskies, we promise. Despite serious misgivings, this has been a Martin Quinn production of excellence.
And okay. I'm not going to say Dr. Matt Raleigh. I'm the mother of Dr. Matt. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm the mother of Dr. Raleigh.
There you go.
My son, the doctor. Oh. And my other one, the dog groomer. Yeah. I'm prouder of the dog groomer, though. All right, so, because it's harder to be a dog groomer. All right, so, it really is. Okay. Oh, you had the mic on then? Oh, Jesus. I'm so sorry. Christian, I really am.
This is the part we really ought to put on the
That's
air.
That's the one you should put on the air. Really. Yeah. Oh, my son would be so happy here. Okay. My name is Joanna LaForgia, and I play Keisha, Miranda, Melodia, the voice of the Spire, and Janine. And I was born in New York City, and I am the mother of Mark Raleigh and Matt Raleigh. And my last role was Lillian, and in Two Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And I love theater because it gets me out of my brain and into my heart. And can I just say one more thing?
Sure.
I'm just so thrilled to be working in the Triangle with this amazing theatrical community and to be reading the lines of Larry Bliss and to be working again with the graciously talented Christian O'Neill and this remarkable cast. Thank you.
A little bit of reassurance. Hello, buddy. Okay. I should have written in a part for a cat. let's go to...
This is about the time when I get dumped, and I'm
Oh, Drew, put that cat to bed.